Okay, good morning. It's Sunday, April 10th, 2022. This is a special meeting of the KPFK local station board called to receive, verify, and ratify the SDV balloting that took place for members of the General Manager Search Committee. And this is Michael Loof, the chair. Our secretary, Ralph Hawkins, will call the roll.
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace is present. Christina Avalos?
Here.
Christina is here. Alan Beek? Alan Beek? Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides? Fred Blair?
Present.
Fred is present. Sandy Childs?
Here.
Sandy is here. Thank you. Marisol Cruz? Marisol Cruz? Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Thank you, Bella. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Eric is present. Avelia Jones? Avelia Jones?
I believe Avelia had to go to church this morning. It's a special holiday.
Okay. Allie Lexa? Allie Lexa? Rob Macon?
Allie Lexa has a class to, right now. It was a contest.
Whatever. Rob Macon?
Here.
Rob is here. Barbara Marbach?
Barbara Marbach's in Brazil.
Oye, Oye, Yippo?
Here.
Thank you, Oye. Myla Reason?
I'm here.
Myla's here. Lawrence Reyes?
Presente.
Lawrence is present. Ziri Rideau?
Present.
Ziri is present. Paul Roberson? Paul Roberson? Oscar Uya? Oscar Ulloa. Helena Vasiliev.
Presente.
Helena is present. Beth Von Guten.
Here.
Thank you, Beth. Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Harvey is here. Carlos Zavala.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Okay. It's 16 members present.
That is a quorum. The business at hand is the presentation of the teller's tally. I see a message from John Gary. Hang on a second. I guess the chief teller is not with us yet. Just a second. Yes, John Gary, who's the other teller, said that he would try to call Terry and see what was happening with him. So I gave him Terry's number. There was an issue that was raised in relation to the tally that was presented, which is that Oscar Ulloa, who is still not on the call, I reached him earlier and I just texted him to try to get on. said he sent in a ballot and never got acknowledgement of it, and I don't think his ballot was counted in the tally. So that's of great concern because it's a lot of ties and in the tally. I'm hopeful that Terry can get on soon and we can discuss this. Ms. Reyes, you have your hand up.
Yeah, Oscar texted me just a little while ago confirming that he did send his ballot, but he has no record of it. Because he couldn't email it, so he scanned it. What he said was he scanned it and he emailed it to the tellers. But he has no... he said he doesn't have a record of the scanning that he did. And I know if you go to the scanner, you go to... Anyway, but if you go to record or a recent or whatever, they will show an email, a proof that he scanned it. So I don't know what you want to do with that, Chair.
Well, I'm hopeful he'll get on the call directly. I texted him. I see Terry's with us. So, Terry, I just raised the point that I emailed to you about. You're muted, though. I'm sorry, can everyone who's not speaking please mute because there's a lot of static.
I replied an email just before joining the meeting.
I sent you an email that Scholar Yohan sent in his ballot and never got acknowledgement.
Yeah, I checked my spam folder.
Excuse me, Terry. Chair, may you please mute Ruth Strauss? The noise is coming from there.
Okay, I'm sorry, Terry. Go ahead.
I scanned my spam folder and did not find a ballot from Oscar.
Okay, Christina, you had your hand up for a minute.
Yeah,
Mr.
Chair,
this is for a while.
I don't see it up. I'll wait for Christina, and I'll call you next.
You're real static. You have a lot of static. It's hard to understand. I can understand, but there's a lot of static.
Okay. Bella, go ahead.
Thank you. I just spoke to Oscar. He's in another meeting. So he has a conflict, and he said that he could not verify.
I'm sorry, he's on the call. In. He's just getting on the call here.
Bella, I'm on the call.
Good. Please. Told him to get in right away. Okay.
He's here. He's on the call. Oscar, can you explain what the situation is, or as you understand it?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Well, as far as I kind of try to understand, is one of those where if you do the things differently. I normally do everything through my phone. I take a screenshot, and this time I was in my office and I downloaded the attachment, fill it up in the scanner, and I know I saw it in the computer, and I'm wondering, pretty much my idea is that once I put a send for some reason, you know, too many offers or whatever.
Michael,
we lost you. I'm sorry. Continue, Oscar, please.
Yeah. So in the end, the only explanation I have is that either I did hit send or I did not hit send. The attachment was there to be sent, and something happened either on my computer or on my email, whatever it happened, they went out and asked me about close to 11:30, something like that.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
The thing is, see, that's not my main problem sometimes.
And so you were breaking up. I didn't understand the last thing you said. Oscar, can you repeat the last thing you said? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I got not a good signal. In the end, what seems to be happening is for some reason the email never went out. I've been looking it through phone account, not my office all the procedure, and my the only explanation I saw don't. I know I downloaded it because I scanned it, fill it up, and do the whole thing. I put it back into my computer, but it never went out. So definitely, this is my personal fault regarding this issue.
All right, thank you, Beth. Van Gunten has a hand up. Go ahead, Beth.
I wanted to comment on the fact that many people seem to be having bandwidth problems today.
Really.
For those who are, and if you turn off your video and just use the audio, we're much, much more likely to hear you. And I just wanted to say I got notice over one of my ham radio lists this morning that there's significant space weather out there due to sunspots and stuff that may be stressing lots of the electronic systems today. So please don't anybody think anybody's up to anything, and anything we can do to reduce the burden on the system will be to our advantage. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I see a hand up from Ziri, and in the chat it says Avelia is on the Zoom. Are you here, Avelia?
I'm here.
Great, thank you. Ralph, can you take note of Avelia's attendance? Ziri, go ahead.
Thank you, Michael. I just wanted to say that this is not the first time that we've had issues with technical problems, and that this is exactly what we're trying as a station to be against, having issues with, in areas where there's not such good Wi-Fi, which are often the underserved areas, and to not give in to this kind of almost racial policy. So that means I think that if somebody declares an intention to vote for somebody, and Oscar obviously had an intention to vote and was hampered by, technical difficulties, that this should not be disallowing the vote. I think it's very important that every vote is counted. And just because right now, because of the remnants of COVID, we're not meeting in person, this should not be a reason why his vote is not counted. So I want to make a strong statement for counting his vote, whatever his intention is, and also for us to possibly meet in person or having more practical ways for the ones who have difficulties using technology. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Ziri. So, the tally that was received, I think, only had 21 votes cast. Oscar attempted to cast his vote, apparently, and wasn't able to do so, is what I understood him to say just now. Bella, are you trying to speak? Bella, if you're trying to speak, you're breaking up.
Second series motion.
Okay, I heard that as a second to Ziri's motion to count Oscar's ballot. Terry has a hand up. Go ahead, Terry. You have to unmute yourself.
Yes. Oscar cannot submit a ballot over video Zoom because it's supposed to be secret. So I would suggest that the chair ask Avelia if she would like to extend the balloting to a time and date certain. And I will mention that it is possible for the colors to resolve ties at a Zoom conference that is not an LSB meeting. But we could schedule a public tally or a Zoom conference next Sunday and extend, and that would not be an LSB meeting. But you still need an LSB meeting in order to ratify the result.
Yeah.
You have to. But we could extend the
balloting deadline.
We could reopen the polls so that the missing ballots from a few people can and then close the polls.
Mr.
Chairman, okay. Have you recognized?
Hang on a second. Okay, take it, Terry. Then, what's your question, Lawrence? Then I'll come back to the other hands up.
My question is.
Excuse me, I had my hand up before Lawrence.
Okay, but I just said I'll take the request for information, and then we'll go to the hands who are up. He's had a point of information, so he's got a question. Let him ask it, and then we'll come back to the hands who are up.
Thank you, Chair. Terry, is there any reason why you designated a particular board member? Is it because she was a top vote getter? I don't understand.
I mentioned Ziri's name because she...
Oh, no, you said Avalia. That's why. Ziri was the one that made the motion. That's right.
I meant Ziri.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I have Myla and then Beth. And Paul Roberson is present, by the way. Can you take note of that, Ralph? And then Paul.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that we open the balloting, extend the balloting until this coming Friday.
I second that motion. Sorry.
And that we receive the results in a... Terry, I'm sorry, did you say a non-LSB meeting to ratify, or would we be ratifying? I'm sorry.
No, they have to ratify at the meeting, he said. We could.
Okay. At any rate, I move to extend the balloting until next Friday.
And I
thank you. That was, yes, thank you, Paul. So I did have a hand up from Beth. I note the motion and we'll come to that in a second, but Beth had her hand up before the motion was made.
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto, Jose Benavides is on the call.
Okay, thank you. I didn't see that, but Jose, are you present? Speak up.
Present.
Good, thank you. Okay. All right. Yeah, so Ralph, take note of Jose's presence as well. Beth, go ahead, and then we'll come back to the discussion of the motion.
Thank you. It sounds like the motion may take care of this, but I was going to propose that if special allowances be made for receiving Oscar's ballot, then that same consideration should be extended to the other two missing ballots. I don't know who they are.
Yeah. Thanks. Right. I don't either, but if we extend the voting, then I think everybody would have a chance to get a ballot in who failed to do so. Is there any objection to the motion that was made and seconded to extend the or reopen the balloting until Friday midnight of this week?
Michael, this is Grace. I'd like to make a comment. I don't have an objection, but I would propose that we set a meeting time for the first meeting of the GM Search Committee, because we need a week to 10 days notice for such a meeting. And continuing to push the balloting forward is impeding the progress of that committee. So I suggest that we set a meeting date now while the whole board is here so that that process isn't delayed.
Mr. Chair.
Okay. Yeah, Bella, go ahead. Did you want to speak? Yeah, I see your hand. Go ahead.
We have the floor. Thank you. I would like for us to consult with Mr. John Tatum, parliamentarian, who is present. Thank you.
Regarding what exactly, Bella?
Regarding the issue of setting up in advance the first meeting of the search committee.
Okay. The authorizing
without,
motion
without
did change
ratification, that. Without ratification of the vote of the tally result.
Well, we have almost everybody here. So, Mr. Tatum, did you have some comment about that? What's basically on the floor at the moment is the motion to extend the or reopen the balloting to a deadline of Friday at midnight, and maybe that'll be amended based on some discussion we're having now. Mr. Tatum, are you still here?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to say, Mr. Chair, you said exactly what I was going to say, and that is the motion on the floor now has to be finished, or you can make other motions. Now, as you already pointed out, this motion on the floor can be amended, but no other new motions. Thank you.
Grace, did you want to put what you proposed forward as an amendment to the motion that we're considering?
Oh, God. Yeah, I have my hand up.
All right, go ahead, Lawrence. And then, I'm sorry, Christina had her hand up first. Christina and then Lawrence.
I just want to ask, does that mean we have to vote again, or is this just for...
No, we haven't voted at all yet. No. We would be extending the voting so that there were three... There were only 21 ballots cast.
Yes.
The three additional ballots would have an opportunity to come in.
Okay.
Thank you. Lawrence, go ahead, and then Eric.
Thank you. I will yield to Ms. Aaron if she's going to make an amendment. I would support it just as long as the meeting is scheduled after the results are in. Thank you.
Okay. Michael, may I be?
Yes, go ahead, and then Eric.
Okay. I would just like to add an amendment that a meeting be scheduled for the first meeting, a date be scheduled for the first meeting of the KPFK GM Search Committee in this meeting.
Okay, so we wouldn't schedule it right now, but if we adopt the motion, then we would proceed to schedule it. Is that the idea?
Yes.
Thank you.
I second.
Okay, so that amendment has been made and seconded by made by Grace and seconded by Lawrence. Eric, you had a hand up, and then Bella and Myla.
Yes, thank you, Michael. For this to be official, we would need, I would think, somehow to meet, unfortunately, once more to accept the result, would we not? Otherwise, we'd be what would be the next opportunity to affirm the results as a body if we don't do it next Sunday?
Yeah, the results have to be ratified by the LSB. The next scheduled meeting is the 24th, a week from 2 weeks from today. So if we don't have an additional meeting to ratify the results, they won't be official. And the committee probably could not meet. Bella, then Myla.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Once again, entertaining this amendment is premature, and I think it should be ruled out of order. We first need to ratify the votes of the tally, the results, and then a date can be set for the first meeting of the personnel GM search committee. This is what I have been speaking about, which is why I wanted you to consult with the parliamentarian. Thank you.
Thank you. Myla, and then Grace has a hand up again.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually agree with Bella that it's premature to set the date, in part because we don't know the outcome. The enabling motion said that the top vote getter, the first person to be elected, would be the convener of the general manager search committee. We don't yet know who that individual will be. It may shift because of the three ballots that have yet to be cast. So I think that we should leave it to the person who received who was the first to be elected to convene the meeting, and as we agreed when we passed the enabling motion.
Thank you. I'm sorry, let me take a look and see who is next. Oh, Grace, and then Lawrence.
Yes, I think we shouldn't let the perfect harm the good. We have a situation where KPFK is in a terrible financial situation. We need to hire a general manager, a permanent general manager, as soon as possible. It's quite kosher for this body to formulate a committee that's, an, let's say, an interim committee, and put a date for the first meeting. The date for the first meeting can be after the tally. Ratifying the final tally can be done after the first meeting of the interim committee that can begin its work. We know
no
that.
Probably- yeah. Please don't interrupt.
Okay. The interim committee can, the membership could theoretically be changed if the tally removes one elected person and replaces that person with somebody, if there's a change. Right now, there's probably five members of the committee who are going to continue after this tally is completed, because there are only three outstanding votes. I would say Robert's Rules of Order has in the very beginning that the purpose of Robert's Rules of Order is to get business of the organization done, not to delay or impede the progress of the organization or the business of the organization. So I would say that let's set a meeting date, hope that the election is completed, that the committee, and then ratify the results of the election afterwards. The work of the committee, if there's a dispute about it, can be nullified after the fact. But let's get moving, at least set a date for the first meeting of this committee.
Okay, thanks.
Things rolling.
Okay, thank you, Grace. I have Lawrence, Bella, Ziri, and I'm calling myself.
Thank you, Chair. So I raised my hand to second Grace's motion, with the idea and the proviso that that we will set the meeting once ratification is completed. In other words, right after ratification. I think it's not so much the perfect, and it's not so much the hopeful, but it's the fact that we need to do the right thing and not act prematurely, because it's going to take a while to get the GM in anyway. So I say that that's the only reason, the main reason I stood up and supported Grace's motion, because I was hoping that we get ratification and then we set the meeting. And we don't have to get the ratification today because we're not getting it, but we could set the meeting after the polls close. So that's why I stood up and seconded Grace's motion.
Oh,
okay, please, if people can please not make noises and comment in response to people, what people are saying, and wait to be called on. I have Bella, Ziri, myself, and then Myla.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Once again, I had asked you to please consult with the parliamentarian. We should not be setting up any advance meetings whatsoever in 1 week or 2 weeks. It's not going to kill the emperor. So I would like for you, in your wisdom, Mr. Chair, to stay on course and conduct, and I would like for us to please speed up this meeting as soon as possible,
okay,
so we can adjourn. Thank you.
We have Ziri, then myself, Myla, and Paul Roberson.
Thank you, Michael. This is Ziri. So I actually agree with Grace that we should get moving and get a new GM as soon as possible, and that we should make a temporary group to, set a date just because of these timelines that we have to follow. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So normally I don't make motions as the chair, but I would like to offer a substitute to Grayson's amendment that we schedule the ratification for a week from Tuesday. There's no other meetings that would conflict with that are scheduled, so we would have the balloting through Friday, and we would have a meeting of the local station board, special meeting of the local station board, to ratify the tally results a week from Tuesday night. And if people want to schedule something now for after that, that would be a separate question. We can take it up after we...
May I be recognized to second the motion?
Okay, thank you. So that's what's on the floor at the moment, is my substitute for the amendment to the main motion, which is to extend or reopen the balloting until Friday. I want to add to that we have a ratification meeting, special ratification meeting of the local station board on day night. I forget what the date is. I think that's the 18th, 19th. Let me take a look back at the calendar. Hang on a second.
19th.
Yeah, Tuesday the 19th at 7:30 p.m. Local time, and that was made by me and seconded by Lawrence as a substitute. Milo, you had your hand up. Is that in relation to that motion?
Yeah, I'm a little confused now about exactly where we are. We've got a motion, then we have Grace's amendment, and then we have substitute.
Yeah, this is a substitute for Grace's amendment. If it's adopted, it would replace Grace's amendment, and then it would be added to the main motion that you made to extend, reopen the voting till Friday. So if this is adopted, we would reopen the voting till Friday. We would have a ratification meeting on Tuesday the 17th. Tuesday the 19th.
Well, I definitely have a conflict on that date. I have something scheduled, but I just want to remind everyone that in the motion that we passed, we clearly agreed that the first committee member to be declared elected would convene the first committee meeting. And so I think that in order to change that, we would have to override what we agreed to as a body. Now, I don't know whether you're in terms of a point of information, I guess I'm asking, does your substitute override Grace's amendment? Is that correct?
Yes, I would substitute for Grace's amendment to set it at this meeting. We would just set a ratification meeting for Tuesday the 19th, at which hopefully we'll have at least a quorum present.
Now, it's my understanding that Mr. Goodman advised us that we don't really need to have a local station board meeting in order to accept the results. Is that correct? Or?
No, he's shaking his head. Okay. No. We could get the results, but they would not be ratified till the board does. So that's why I'm saying.
I see.
A special meeting to ratify. It would be brief. I think we would have a clear tally at that point. Hopefully all 24 votes cast.
Yeah, I have a conflict, but others may not.
Okay. Paul?
Yes, I was going to ask about, apparently it's only 3 votes. So I guess 2 questions. I know there's a consideration on time, but I was just curious as to why we're waiting all the way until Friday just for 3 people. I was just going to say, it seems like maybe they could just submit their votes by Tuesday so that we kind of, expedite this. The Friday is a very long time away.
Good point. And Michael, I have a question about your substitute motion, a request for information.
Okay, what is it?
Okay. Does your substitute motion nullify scheduling a meeting at this meeting? And would your substitute motion indicate that a meeting cannot be noticed before ratification?
My substitute motion doesn't speak to that at all. It takes the question of another meeting to convene off the table at the moment. If it's adopted, it would replace your amendment. It would be incorporated into the main motion, which we would then vote on to set a date for the extended reopening of the voting and a date proposed for Tuesday. That could be changed at an amendment at that point. Because right now, we have the maximum number of items on the floor for discussion. So, if my substitute is adopted, it would take the question of convening a meeting of the committee off the table for the moment. I hope that's clear to people.
Parliamentary inquiry to you, Chair, to the parliamentarian.
Yes.
I believe that that a committee's composition needs to be ratified because before a committee could be stood up, before it can stand as a committee. So is that a fair assessment of what we have to do? To you, Chair, if you need to consult with John, Mr. Tatum, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, I think that's correct. I mean, we can't hope. There is no committee until the committee is constituted. The committee won't be constituted until we ratify the results of the election. We have an STD election for a reason. It's to reflect the will of the body as a whole, and that has to be approved by the body. So at the moment, however, what's on the floor is the substitute, which would just set a date for a special meeting to ratify the results of the tally after the voting is reopened. And then if that's adopted, we could address other amendments, such as how much time we want to give people to get their votes in, or a different date.
This is Grace. I have a request for information.
What is it? Please.
Okay. Michael, can you ask Terry if he can, taking into consideration what Paul said, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we ask Terry if he can move up the balloting deadline from Friday to, say, Tuesday? That way we can shorten this process.
He's shaking his head yes. So let's try to, we can change the dates, but we have to dispose of something right away so that we can do that. Is there any objection to the understanding we can change the date proposed for it to the substitute motion? Okay, hearing none, so that substitute
I don't understand what you're asking.
Okay, on the basis of parliamentary procedure, we have three items on the floor. That's the maximum. So if we want to do anything about changing the dates that were proposed up to this point, we have to dispense with something. My proposal is that we dispense with Grace's amendment by adopting the substitute. Once the substitute is adopted, then we can have other amendments regarding the date of both the extension of the voting and the ratification meeting.
Point of order.
My hand has been up for...
Okay, all right. We'll just... yes, thank you. All right, go ahead, Beth.
So, have a point of order, Chair.
Hang on a second, Lawrence, please. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I've had a few points. They've been addressed otherwise at different points. I have a conflict on that Tuesday. Also, it's not clear to me why you're proposing a different date, what the motivation is behind it. When we get this close to a time that we're trying to set a meeting, most people are going to be booked up in other ways. And so to me, it feels like it just adds to the disorder. And it's when we have such complicated procedural matters on the floor, it's confusing just to refer to the motions and the substitutions and by their numbers or the name. For me to be able to make a clear, sensible choice between two, I need each of them stated, one and then the other, not just referred to as Grace's or yours. If I might make that request, please, so that we're all clear what we're voting on.
Okay, thank you. So before I take your point of order, Lawrence, there are three things on the floor at the moment. There was an initial motion from Myla that was seconded that we reopen the voting until Friday. There was an amendment to that that was seconded from Grace later in this meeting also set a convene a meeting of the General Manager Search Committee. And then I offered a substitute that instead of that, that as part of the original motion to reopen voting, we would also, based on the fact that that was Friday, we would have a special meeting to ratify the results of that. And the earliest I could see was Tuesday, because next Sunday is Easter Sunday and Passover and Ramadan, and Monday there was already a meeting scheduled. So I see a hand up from the parliamentarian, and I'd like to call on him.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. But I think you outlined what I was going to say about the three things that are on the floor, and I hope that it's clear now that if the substitute is voted up, then Grace Aaron's motion is out, and two things that you have left would be the reopening of the polls and also setting a meeting to ratify.
Right.
So if you, ladies and gentlemen, if you vote in favor of that substitute, then as the chair already stated, other amendments to that substitute can be made, because that substitute now becomes the main motion. Okay, thank you. That's all, Chair.
Thank you.
Chair, may I state my point of order?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. I believe no further amendments are allowed, right? And then the second is, as it is practice from our LSP, is to listen to our public before we take a vote. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. So as John Tatum explained, if this substitute is adopted, there would be time for additional amendments after that. I don't think that... the substitute just would be to add it as an amendment. It would substitute for Grace's amendment, and it would still be up there. We could have additional discussion before we get to a vote on anything of substance. So, again, I'm asking if there are objections to substituting a ratification meeting for Grace's amendment, and leaving open the question of later motion to convene a meeting or amendments to change the particular dates that we've set so far. Is everybody clear on that?
Point of information, I'm not clear.
Yes, go ahead, Myla.
Could you just read the substitute motion one more time, please?
The substitute was to add to your motion a ratification meeting on Tuesday, April 19th at 7:30. If that's adopted, it's only a tentative adoption, because the whole motion is still at play and we could change the dates after that, but we can't take any other amendments right now because there are three items on the floor.
So you're not actually telling us what the specific wording of the motion is. I would appreciate...
I just repeated the motion.
Excuse me. You explained the motion, but...
I repeated the motion. The motion is to substitute for Grace's amendment a different amendment to set a ratification meeting on Tuesday, April 19th at 7:30. That's the motion.
The parliamentarian will...
Please be quiet, Bella.
Okay, I do object.
Mr. Again, Chair, Bella DeSoto would like to acknowledge John Tatum, the parliamentarian.
Okay, thank you, Bella. I see that he has his hand up. I'm trying to explain to people what the impact of adopting the substitute would be. The substitute
do
would
not
clear...
call my name again. Do not address me by my name again. Thank you. You do not do that with anyone else.
Okay, the chair would like to clarify to everybody what's happening. When you have three pieces of business on the floor simultaneously, which we have, you can't deal with anything else whatsoever until something is disposed of. if the substitute is adopted, it makes no final binding effect on anything except that it clears off Grace's amendment. It leaves two items on the floor, which would then have to be discussed and voted on, and leaves room for a new amendment that could change the date of either the extension or the ratification or both. Is everybody clear on what the impact would be? I see several hands up. Paulina and Eric, who haven't spoken recently. And then Myla.
Thank you, Michael. I just wanted to support what you're explaining and urge everybody to dispose of the substitute so that we can then introduce further motions to amend the date for closing of the polls or perhaps suggest a different time for the ratification meeting. But yes, please, let's take care of this. I understand.
Okay, thank you. Eric?
Yes, Michael. For the reasons Beth discussed, I really don't think it's wise to mess with the impromptu new meeting date. We've been having a certain laborious process here with this. I wouldn't support putting an impromptu new meeting date. So I would ask you to perhaps consider just rescinding your substitute. So in the interest of efficiency, thank you.
May I be recognized?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I'd like to call the question. I'd like to go to a vote.
And any objection?
It's not debatable.
Thank you.
It does need a second, Chair.
Is there an objection? Hearing
yes,
none.
I have an objection. I thought there had to be public comment. I thought that was an issue that was raised a minute ago. Seems like a lot of board
okay,
members.
Yes, Paul. Thank you. I did raise that as a point of order, Chair. So we do need to go to the public.
All right, declare. I don't understand why this is so
please
difficult.
Please take the public comment.
Okay, well, are there any members of the public wish to comment on the substitute motion? I see no hands and I hear no comments. So I'll restate the substitute. The substitute at the moment is in place of Grace's amendment to later in this meeting, convene a meeting of the General Manager Search Committee. The substitute is to replace that with an amendment to the main motion, setting a date for ratification of the extended voting on Tuesday the 19th at 7:30 p.m. If that's adopted, additional amendments are on the floor, and then we can vote on the whole motion as amended. Otherwise, there is no ratification meeting set. Otherwise, the ratification will be on the 24th.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella DeSoto. May I have the floor?
Go ahead.
Can you please call the roll call for the vote? Please?
Thank you. Okay, Ralph, I heard no objection. So if there's no objection, we're not going to need a roll call.
I object.
Okay.
This is Eric. I object to the reason that
okay, all right. Call the roll, please, Ralph. Ralph Hawkins, you still there?
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian may I be recognized?
Go ahead.
My question is this vote on calling the question or is this vote on a substitute?
This is a vote on the substitute. Ralph, are you there?
I'm here. You want me to proceed?
Yes, please.
Okay, calling the roll. Grace, Aaron?
Pass.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Christina votes yes. Alan Beek is absent. Jose Benavides?
Yes.
Jose votes yes. Fred Blair?
No.
Fred votes no. Sandy Childs?
Pass.
Sandy passes. Marisol Cruz is absent. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Bella votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
No.
Eric votes no. Amelia Jones?
Pass.
Amelia passes. Holly Lexa is absent. Rob Macon?
Abstain.
I didn't get that. Was that an abstain?
Yeah.
Rob Macon abstains. Barbara Marbach is absent. Oye, Oye Yippo?
Yes.
Oye votes yes. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla passes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Ziri Rideau?
Yes.
Ziri votes yes. Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Paul Roberson? Can't hear you, Paul.
He voted yes.
Yeah.
Paul votes yes. Oscar Ulloa?
Oh, yes.
Oscar votes yes. Polina Vasiliev? Polina?
Sorry, it took me a while to unmute. I vote yes.
Polina votes yes. Beth Von Gutten?
No.
Beth votes no. Harvey Wasserman?
No, and I'm not available that night.
Okay, Harvey votes no. Carlos Zavala?
Pass.
Carlos passes. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Michael Novick votes yes. Circling back, Grace Aaron?
Grace votes yes.
Grace votes yes. Sandy Childs?
No, and I'm not available that night either.
Sandy votes no. Amelia Jones?
No.
Amelia votes no. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla votes no. Carlos Zavala?
No.
Carlos votes no. 1 minute for the tally. Secretary records 11 yes votes, 8 no votes, and 1 abstention.
Okay, thank you. So the substitute has been adopted in place of Grace's amendment. What's on the floor now is a motion to reopen balloting until Friday midnight and then have a ratification meeting on Tuesday the 19th at 7:30. There were a possibility of amendments to that. The chief of tellers said in the chat that it helps them to have a full Saturday to do a tally. The polls could close on the 15th or earlier, makes no difference, but he preferred to have that Saturday to do the tally, and ratification on the 19th works for him. So I see a hand up from Myla.
Thank you. Excuse me, someone else is speaking?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I would like to go with what works for our teller, and I would like to allow them to do the tally on the 16th and the ratification on the 19th. So I move that the voting be extended until the 15th, that the tally and that the ratification meeting be scheduled for the 19th at 10 a.m.
Yeah, this is Lawrence. I second Ms. Reason's motions.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. Just so if I can be recognized.
Yeah, go ahead, Bella. I see a hand up from Beth also.
Okay, originally your substitute motion was to meet on Tuesday the 19th at 7:30 p.m. That's what we just voted on.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? I misspoke. I didn't know.
I am not done yet.
Oh, sorry. I misspoke about the time.
I am not done yet. And so if Myla made a mistake, then I withdraw my objection.
Okay, thank you. Myla,
I didn't realize that the 19th was not a Sunday. I apologize. So, of course, we can't meet at 10 a.m. on the 19th. So I just like to change that to 7:30 p.m.
Okay, so what's on the floor right now was your original motion to extend the reopen the voting until Friday and have a meeting on Tuesday the 19th. You wanted to change that?
I only want to change the time. I said 10 a.m. That was the
mistake. No. Okay, all right.
I should have said 7:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you. So that is what we're dealing with at the moment, is the original motion to extend the voting until Friday midnight and then have a new tally and a ratification vote on Tuesday the 19th at 7:30. Beth has a hand up.
Yes, I support the reopening of the polls this Friday. I support allowing the tellers time next weekend to come up with a tally, but to schedule the meeting to ratify that count next Tuesday night, I see as problematic. I have a prior commitment that night. I've heard from a number of other members of the board that they also have a prior commitment those nights and won't be available. And I think it's disingenuous to suggest that it's simply a matter of receiving the vote then. And that's what this meeting is supposed to be too. And if there are further problems or questions or disputes, that's where it's going to be determined what happens next. And to deliberately schedule a meeting such as that with that potential at a time when it's known, at an irregular time, when it's known already that a number of us won't be able to be there, I think is unfair. And even if it means that we have to wait from that Tuesday until the following Sunday to receive that vote at our rescheduled regular meeting, I think that would be the wiser course. It really feels unfair to having given up every Sunday for a month on this vote. It feels unfair to be asked to give up an odd Tuesday to resolve this yet unresolved problem. So, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I would like to direct...
I got my hand up before Bella.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I was looking away to look at the calendar again, but Lawrence and Bella, and then... hang on a second. I can't even see all the hands.
So, you have... me, Bella, Harvey, and Beth.
Okay. All right, I'll lower Beth in. All right, Lawrence, Bella, then Harvey, and let's try to wrap this up, please.
Thank you. I just like to encourage my colleague that just finished speaking, that if she has an amendment, amendments are in order right now, right, to the substitute. So if she has a better time that's more agreeable that people could carve out to attend another meeting, then I will listen to it and consider supporting an amendment that she would offer. Thank you. You are muted, Michael. You're muted.
Sorry, Bella. There were sirens going by. Bella?
Yes, you were losing some wavelengths there. Yes, I would like... I'm almost tempted to propose adjournment because I noticed a delay in tactics that have been going on here today without cost. And if people, like Lawrence just said, you know, I don't want to shove anyone's throw any date, but we agreed on Tuesday. They could, it was ample time for objection. No. There was no objection. So I would like for us to just try to conclude this as soon as possible.
All right,
thank you, Bella. And please do not interrupt me, because you allow everyone else to go on and on and on. And I know your prejudicial treatment toward me, and that
I object. I object.
Please stop.
I object too.
Hila, okay. Save your objections, please.
I think that the member should be called out of order, and the secretary should note that.
I'm sorry. Mila, you're speaking without recognition. Please stop. Bella, you finished?
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So, again, just to point out, there was no opportunity to change the date because we have three items on the floor. So, unfortunate rules of parliamentary procedure. This is when the possibility of changing the dates comes up. So, we're going to deal with that. I see Harvey Wasserman. Beth, is your hand back up? And Mila?
Yes, it is, in response to Lori.
Okay.
I'm going to 100% agree with Beth. This is completely unreasonable.
Okay, thank you.
We've been meeting here for more. Wait a minute, I'm not done. We've been meeting here for more than an hour. And you've set a date now that many of us can't make, as Beth has said. And I have to leave now. This has been more than an hour. I would just recommend that you ratify, do whatever you got to do at the regular meeting, and do not call any more special meetings. And I have to go now.
Thank you
very much.
All right, Beth?
I would like to move an amendment to receive and ratify the vote at the next rescheduled regular meeting on the 24th of April, because
second.
We know we can all be there. Or the
okay. Who seconded? Thank you. Who seconded that?
Mila seconds.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
Yes, I have an objection. This is Grace.
Okay.
May I be on the stack?
Yes, state your objection.
Okay. We have a station that is in free fall. We need to start the process of hiring a general manager. All of this Robert's Rules of Order gamesmanship is detrimental to our role as fiduciaries of KPFK. Please, we have to move forward and get this committee rolling. I understand the logistics here, but let's get moving and ratify this, or set up an interim committee with the people. We know that there are at least five people on this committee of seven who will absolutely get elected. So we can form some sort of an interim committee whose work can be nullified if necessary later, but let's get something going. We can't go on and on. At the national board meeting, the last national board meeting was in public session, it was suggested that KPFK be made into a repeater station because we're in financial freefall. We can't delay any longer.
Mr. Chair,
okay, thank you. Let's see.
Yeah,
there are hands up before you, Bella. I see Mila and Deary and then Lawrence.
I called a question on Beth's amendment.
Okay, so are there objections to voting on Beth's amendment to have the ratification vote on the 24th at the next scheduled LSB meeting?
Yes.
Oh, yes,
we understand. I have a point of order. Closing debate. You can't just call the question and vote. It takes a two-thirds vote to close.
Okay, I understand. I was asking if there was an objection. There was, so we'll have to vote on calling the question, given that we have one. So what's on the floor at the moment, just to clarify for everybody, we have the main motion, we have an amendment, and now we have we're going to vote on calling the question on the amendment. Can you call the roll, Ralph, on ending debate on the amendment, which is the amendment is to set the ratification vote at the next scheduled meeting on the 24th.
Yes,
Okay.
Secretary. This is not on that motion. This is on calling the question on that motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, hang on, Ralph. John Tatum?
Sometimes it's very common to call the question on all pending motions, which means if the calling a question would be ended and you would still go right into the vote.
Okay, thank you. This is on the Phil. This, as far as I understand, it's calling the question on the amendment at the moment. So that's what we're voting on. Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Christina Avalos?
Pass.
Christina passes. Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides?
Oh, pass. Pass.
Okay.
Alan Beek wants to vote. Yes.
Who is that?
That's Alan Beek is on the call. Thank you, Alan.
Alan Beek votes yes.
And so is Marcel Kuhl, Sasha.
Yeah, I got it.
Pass.
Fred Blair?
Abstain.
Fred abstain. Sandy Childs?
Pass.
Sandy passes. Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
Bella DeSoto?
Just to be clear, we are voting on setting up a special committee?
No, we're voting on calling the question on the amendment to set the date for the ratification on the 24th. We're just voting on calling the question on that.
Okay, got it, got it. I got confused there. Yes.
Bella votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Eric passes. Avelia Jones?
Pass.
Amelia passes. Rob Macon?
Pass.
A lot of noise on the line. Rob Macon?
Pass.
Rob Macon passes. Oye, Oyeyepo?
No.
Oye votes no. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Jerry Rideau? Jerry Rideau? And back to her. Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Paul votes yes. Oscar Ulloa?
Pass.
Oscar passes. Polina Vasilia? Polina?
Need to unmute, Polina.
Yeah, I'll pass. I'm not sure what's going on.
Beth von Guten?
Abstain.
Beth abstains. Harvey Wasserman?
I think he left the call.
Okay, Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Carlos votes yes. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Michael votes yes. Circling back, Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Christina votes yes. Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides?
You have to unmute, Jose.
Jose, what is your vote? I can't hear anything.
And he's still muted.
What's he doing?
They're just gone.
That's a yes. Sorry about that. That's a yes.
Okay. Jose is a yes. Sandy Childs?
Abstain.
Sandy abstains. Marisol Cruz?
Abstain.
Marisol abstains. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Eric abstains. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Cecilia votes yes. Rob Macon?
Abstain.
Rob Macon abstains. Ziri Rideau?
No.
Ziri votes no. Oscar Ulloa?
I'll vote yes.
Oscar votes yes. Polina Vasiliev?
I abstain.
Polina abstains. And Harvey Wasserman, he's gone, I guess. Okay, one moment. Secretary records 11 yes votes, 3 no votes, and 7 abstentions.
Okay, that is sufficient to close debate, so we're going to vote immediately on the amendment from F. Van Gunten to set the ratification vote at the regular LSB meeting on April 24th. Please call the roll on that. If that's adopted, we'll vote on the main motion as amended.
Okay, on the amendment, Grace Aaron?
Abstain.
Grace abstains. Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Christina votes yes. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes yes.
Alan votes yes. Jose Benavides?
Yes.
Jose votes yes. Fred Blair?
Pass.
Fred passes. Sandy Childs?
Pass.
Sandy passes. Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Bella votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Eric passes. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Avelia votes yes. Ali Lex is not here. Rob Macon?
That's right.
Rob abstains. Oye, Oye Yippo.
Yeah.
Oye votes yes. Myla Reason.
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Ziri Rideau.
Abstain.
Abstain for Ziri. Paul Roberson. Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Paul votes yes. Oscar Ulloa?
Vote yes.
Oscar votes yes. Polina Vasiliev?
Abstain.
Abstain for Polina. Beth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes.
I'm back in the meeting. This is Harvey Wasserman. I vote yes.
Okay, Harvey votes yes. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Carlos votes yes. Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Michael abstains. Circling back, Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred votes yes. Sandy Childs?
Abstain.
Sandy abstains. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Marisol votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Eric abstains. Okay, one moment. Secretary records 15 yes votes, 0 no votes, and 7 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So that's been adopted into the main motion. I see two hands up from Lawrence and Grace, and I'm wondering also if there's any public comment before we vote on the main motion. Lawrence?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to before to my colleagues that there was a statement made that the PNB is considering making KPFK repeat the station. That was not what was said. What was said was by someone who also suggested receivership, and it's also in litigation with Pacifica making that statement, but the PNB did not have any information to support such a endeavor. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Grace?
Okay, I'm sorry. I just like to put forward a motion later after this is done.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so what's before the body at the moment is the main motion as amended, which is to reopen the voting with a deadline of Friday, allowing the tellers to complete a tally, and then we would ratify that at our meeting on the 24th, regularly scheduled LSB meeting on Sunday, April 24th at 10 a.m. Is there any public comment on that before we go to a vote, if a vote is necessary? Michael Heiss, go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Michael. Unless I'm mistaken, which is always a possibility, at the end of the day, isn't the ultimate result of this committee, if it ever gets started, advisory and the decision is made by the Pacifica ED? So aren't we spending a lot of time over something that, for the most part, the ED is going to do what the ED is going to do and just please get on with whatever it is we're doing?
The LSB recommends a pool of candidates. The ED makes the selection.
Just to follow up on that, is she doing anything now on her own? I mean, she's perfectly capable of doing that.
I'm sorry. Let me answer the question first. The ED appointed.
Chair, this is out of order. You are out of order. This is not a time to have a query. This is public comment.
Okay. Thank you, Myla. Please don't speak without recognition. We have taken the opportunity to respond to questions that people raise in public comment, and I'm doing so. The ED has appointed Stuart Landau as the acting general manager, and the ED has been interviewing people who are in the previous pool. Additional public comment, calling user 3. This person on the phone with their hand up. Go ahead.
Is that me?
Yes.
Hello. Okay, thanks. So on Thursday's PNB meeting, the executive director referred to Stuart Landau as the interim general manager. I know previously I'd heard acting general manager. I'm wondering if someone can define the difference, can explain the difference. If there is, in fact, a change. I don't know if there's a change or if she just misspoke, but what is the difference?
I don't know if there's an answer to that.
Yeah, I will.
I have my hand up, Mr. Chair.
Out of order, this is public comment, not Q&A. Please.
Okay, please don't call out either Bella or Myla, please. Mr. Reyes, you said you have your hand up for something.
My hand is up, Mr. Chair. Bella DeSoto.
Chair, I don't want to take the time from public comment. So
okay, thank you. All right. Is there additional public comment?
Number 3. Sure.
I'm sorry. If you're not speaking, please mute yourself, Harvey and others. Calling user 3, is your hand back up? Someone on the phone? No.
I'll
lower it. Okay. Okay. Raymond Goldstone? No?
Mr. Raymond Goldstone wants to speak.
He lit up, but he's muted. Raymond, were you trying to speak? Apparently not.
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Okay, so in that case, we're going to go to a vote on the... I'm sorry, did we vote on that? Is that right? Ralph, did we vote on the main motion as amended, or did we just vote on the amendment? I'm sorry.
Just voted on the amendment, Chair.
Okay. All right. All right, so we have the main motion as amended. Unless there's additional discussion of that, we're going to go to a vote. Beth, you have your hand up?
Yes, I would just like to request that the chair request that Ms. DeSoto please use the keyboard to raise her hand rather than just shouting out again and again and again and again. It's really disruptive, and it delays the progress of the meeting. Thank you.
All right, I'm sorry.
If I could just say something as well. It's okay to point out the person that's doing it, but there's quite a few other people that are doing it, as I just did.
Yes, as you just did. Thank you, Mr. Reyes, for recognizing your own error. Please don't call out. That's across the board. There are many people doing it. Please stop. So hearing no objection, we're going to – is there any objection to the main motion as amended? Which is just repeated. Hang on a second. Let me repeat the motion. Everybody's clear what's before us. The main motion as amended is to reopen the balloting until Friday midnight, allow the tellers to tally it up, and then we will ratify that at the meeting on the 24th. Is there any objection to that motion? Bella, you have your hand up. Did you want to object to that?
No.
Okay. Okay, so I'm sorry, Kelly, you're breaking up. I'm sorry, we couldn't hear you.
Every time you have recognized me, I have had my hand up. Other people have interrupted. I have had my hand up. I only speak when you ignore my hand up for quite a while. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Again, hearing no objection, that motion is adopted. I see a hand up from Bella again. Ralph, please take note that the motion was adopted without opposition as amended. Grace?
Yes. I'd like to put forward a motion, and the motion is that the first meeting of the KPFK GM Search Committee be scheduled for Monday, April 25th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I sent it to everybody by email also, that the first meeting of the KPFK GM Search Committee be scheduled for Monday, April 25th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time.
I second, yes, Lawrence.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto objects.
Yeah. And Myla Reason objects.
Okay. So,
Mr. Chair, may I speak in opposition to that?
Yeah. I was asking if people want to have some discussion of it in their case. Go ahead, Myla.
I would like to.
Okay. This body passed a motion stating that the first committee meeting of the General Manager Search Committee would be convened by the first person who was declared elected. This motion preempts what the body had already agreed to. And so I believe it would take two-thirds of the body to actually change the will of the body that was adopted in the motion that was passed called for a revote of the General Manager Search Committee. So this changes what the body already agreed to. And besides that, this has been a very long meeting, and I really don't understand why we haven't adjourned and instead of entertaining a new motion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have Beth and then Bella. I have Beth and then Bella.
Thank you. This is Beth. I wanted to point out that the National Development Task Force meets at 5:30 Pacific time that same day. And as chair of that committee, I have an obligation to attend that. There are others who are on
the task force, some of whom are already elected and some of whom yet may be. So
thank you.
I would regret that conflict in time. Thank you.
Bella?
Mr. Chair, I would like for us to go to the vote, and I object to Ms. Grace Aaron's motion, and I would like for us to adjourn. Thank you.
Okay.
Ms. Grace,
do you have your hands? Are you going to motivate your motion, then we're going to vote on it, please?
I'd like to motivate the motion. First of all, there could be a two-thirds vote, or this could be passed without objection. To my understanding, it's very unlikely that Beth Dunn-Gunton, who's on the National Fundraising Committee, would be elected to this committee. There are going to be 7 people on the committee. We could change the date if necessary, but the other thing is that it's very likely that I will be the convener of this committee, because it's most likely that I am elected to it. So let's not let procedure get in the way of moving forward to get this committee established and meeting. If somebody wants to amend the time and date for the meeting, that would be acceptable to me. It could be amended, but please let's not delay the meeting of this committee for another week, an extra week. We really need to get on with the task of hiring a permanent general manager and getting this rolling. That's our duty as board members. So if there's a better date than Monday, April 25th, let's pick it and set a date that's sooner rather than later. If we wait until the 24th to set the date, or to allow the convener to set the date, we won't be, the search committee won't even meet till May. I appeal to you all to let's have this process move forward rapidly.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I think we're going to vote on the, Bella, go ahead. I'm sorry, Bella, you're breaking up. You have a bandwidth problem. Maybe you can cut your video.
I motion to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second?
Jay, point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order?
Motion to adjourn is always in order. It's non-debatable. I second.
Okay. All right, are there objections to adjourning?
Yes, I object.
Okay. Okay, I heard objections from Fred and from Grace, so we're going to vote on the motion to adjourn. Hey, Ralph.
Okay, on the motion to adjourn, Grace Aaron?
No.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Christina votes yes. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes yes.
Jose Benavides?
Yes.
Jose votes yes. Fred Blair?
No.
Fred votes no. Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Marisol votes yes. Belly DeSoto?
Yes.
Bella votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
No.
Eric votes no. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Avelia votes yes. Rob Macon?
Yes.
Rob Macon votes yes. Barbara Marbach? Not here. Oye Oye Yippo?
No.
Oye votes no. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Lawrence abstains. Ziri Rideau? Jerry Rideau. Jerry, are you with us?
I don't think I see her. Continue.
All right. Paul Roberson?
I vote no.
Paul Roberson votes no. Oscar Ulloa?
Oscar votes yes.
Oscar votes yes. Polina Vasiliev?
I'll abstain, but also wanted to note that Oyeyipo, Ralph, did you get him as a no? I heard him say yes.
Oye, how did you vote?
I voted no.
Oh, I apologize for that. Thank you.
Beth Von Gutten?
Abstain.
Beth abstains. Harvey Wasserman? Harvey, are you there? Carlos?
I think I'm going to abstain.
Harvey abstains. No. Carlos Zavala?
Abstain.
No, that was Carlos abstaining. Harvey's not on the call, I don't think.
Oh, all right. Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Okay, Harvey appears gone. Jerry Rideau?
She's gone. She's gone also, Secretary.
Okay. Okay, I think that covers it. Hold on. Secretary records 10 yes votes, 5 no votes, and 5 abstentions.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Fred, can you cut the stream and I'll end the recording? And please, if you were one of the people who did not get their ballots in, please cast your ballot.